This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemy, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're broadcasting live from Cory, Pennsylvania today, doing what the church should be doing, but they're too busy subjecting themselves to their master for the money that he gives, not knowing unto them that it was actually money taken from the taxpayers being extorted upon themselves to serve their masters. But with that said, friends, you understand what's going on here. But we are doing what the church is doing. We're going to be, should be doing. We are going to be at Cory, Pennsylvania, at the local church here, and hopefully we're expecting a crowd. Things are getting weird here in Pennsylvania, understandably, in the sense of what we're doing standing up against the tyranny. But once we landed, we found out yesterday that the governor of the state, again, showing his allegiance to a new order, is shutting down the state. And interestingly enough, my wife walks into a store yesterday, and as she walks into the store, she's approached by a man telling her that she has to wear a mask before she can go into the store to buy food. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends. Before I go into a store to buy food, I have to obey the governor that can't prove the narrative. The burden of proof is on them, not on me, number one. Secondly, the law stands to protect me from tyranny on every front concerning OSHA laws, concerning that of HIPAA laws, and what's taking place in this country. It's amazing to me how the people are subjecting themselves to a narrative that cannot be proven in this country. Going back to my wife, once we got into Cory, Pennsylvania, she walked into a store. She needed to buy a couple things to feed our children. And as she walked in, she's approached by the man saying to her at the front door, "You have to wear a mask before you can come in the store." She says, "No, I'm not from here. I'm from Minnesota. And I'm not putting a mask on," is what she said to this man. "Well, in Pennsylvania, you have to wear them." He said to my wife, "Go over there. That's where the masks are. You can go ahead and buy them." He said, "You're going to have to buy one." He reverted back to, "You're going to have to buy one if you're going to shop here again." My wife looked at him and said, "I won't be shopping here again." She proceeded to go in, get a couple items, walked out of the store, never to return again. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends. Revelation 13:17 tells us that no man might buy or sell except he takes the mark. Folks, if this isn't forced compliance taking place in your country, what is it? They can't prove the narrative. The burden of proof lies upon them, not upon us. Revelation 13:17 tells us that no man might buy or sell except he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. In other words, subjects themselves to someone outside of the Christ, regardless of what it may be concerning the mark. Revelation 13:17. Hey, folks, what's taking place in your country today? It's unjustifiable. It's tyranny. Mask off, as they're forcing you to put your mask on. We're talking about when the state's governors and mayors create enemies, friends. Wrote an article this morning that we're going to go off of. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz working overtime creating enemies of the state. Yesterday, it was Governor Dictator Wannabe Gavin Newsom from California. What's their message? Pretend with us or you are to blame. Pretend with us or you are to blame. Did you guys hear what's happening in that of WKYT in Kentucky just reported? Harding County, couple gets ankle monitors after COVID-19 quarrel with the health department. In other words, a couple refuted the health department and their debunked CDC stats. The state came in behind them and forced them to wear ankle monitors. Friends, what is it that the American people need to understand as to what's going on here? What's the message? You better not contend with us. You better not stand up against our as political opposition to our global agenda and our narrative. You better not stand up to the fact that our CDC stats have been debunked over and over and over again. Listen to what's going on in your country, friends. Harding County gets ankle monitors after COVID-19 quarrel with the health department. You want to know how this one went down, friends? We all know already, I highlighted this just the other day, concerning 333 lab reports in Florida alone, 100% of the people testing positive for coronavirus. 100% of the 333 labs in the state of Florida, every single test that they took, came back testing positive for the coronavirus. Well, guess what, friends? Then you need to take their vaccination. Bill Gates came out just recently, friends, and said that they expected 700,000 people to die from the vaccination. Can you make up what's going on here? Wait a second. Isn't Bill Gates the guy that wants to depopulate? By the way, I also want to relate to my weekend friends. Since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Oh, don't worry about that. We already seen Donald Trump's allegiance to the new order as well. This narrative, this falsified, perpetuated fraud that's taking place upon the American people today, only to those that subject themselves to it when Donald Trump puts his mask on. Folks, what you have assailing you today is special interest groups. Anthony Fauci presides on Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' board. Let me remind you, all of those coronavirus task force team members that are there for your safety and for your good, which happened to be a motto and a slogan for the Third Reich before stripping the people in Germany of their rights to stand up against the likes of a dictator named Adolf Hitler. But every single one of them works for Bill Gates, friends, pushing vaccinations. If this is enforced compliance, friends, I'm curious, what is? Let me remind you, 333 lab reports, 100% of the people tested positive for coronavirus. It's all contrived. This is all a national fraud. And every single one of these individuals going along with it, they're compromised and they're extorted men working to push forth a narrative that has no truth in it whatsoever. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're broadcasting live out of Cory, Pennsylvania. We'll be preaching at 6:30 tonight at the local church here at the Alliance Church, 6:30 in Cory, Pennsylvania. If you're in the neighborhood, we'd love to see you. Other than that, friends, I want you to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out those 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media. It's interesting how many people are being deceived willfully, friends, concerning what's taking place. And why? Because they receive not the love of the truth, and this all to their own destruction. Here in Pennsylvania as well, I'm right across from the store that my wife actually visited, where they made her wear a mask, and she refused to do so. She disregarded the individual, walked in the store, got what she needed, and walked out and said, "We're never coming back again." That's how you do it. You have to resist. You have to defy tyranny, just like our forefathers taught us so through the Declaration of Independence. Read Hebrews 13:8, we're to follow in the steps of those that have gone before us in the faith. And folks, remember the slogan for Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, John Hancock, friends, these Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry, the list goes on and on, was none other than Moses going through the Red Sea with the waters going over the top of Pharaoh and his armies. That is the national slogan, and if you look at, if you go online and you Google it, friends, just ask to see the national slogan, the national seal, because the slogan's right there on the seal as well. But that's exactly what you'll find. And what was it that they taught us? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and that's where freedom is found, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, folks, go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. After you read some of those articles, take them on. You can also sign up for our daily email list if you'd like to do that. Go to the right side of the page, go to YouTube, click us on to live chat, and follow us there if you'd like. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. com, and you can see the same thing there. Click us on. We're on the right, right there on the front page of the paper. Click on the right side of the page and join us on live chat. The hotel just gave us the information that their Wi-Fi is not hooked up for Comrex, so we cannot take phone calls today. But I do want to say this. If you'd like to book us, we will be in Michigan next month and Texas the following month, and we're usually 2 to 3 months out, and that's exactly where we're at right now. But if you'd like to come in and trouble the present, to change the future in a righteous sense, that's all you have to do to get in trouble today is tell the truth. You can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just told you that 333 labs report 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus. This is from the Florida Health Department, okay? And they're scrambling right now to explain inexplicably, right, skewed test results. Folks, they don't care if they're telling you the truth, because if you don't buy the narrative, they just force it down you anyways, down your throat anyways. And that's what's happening here today through totalitarian methods. Now, I want you to listen to this, because this is brand new, and I'm going to revisit what's going on in Harding in just a moment as well. But during the break, I'm looking for feeds. I'm looking for information people that are sending to me. And I thank you for taking the time to do just that. But make sure it's verifiable before doing so. But Breitbart News just reported, friends, yesterday, Breitbart News, Florida health officer labels motorcycle crash victim a coronavirus death. They're manufacturing the numbers, friends. I can only say this so many times. They're manufacturing the numbers, okay? They're not attacking a virus. They're attacking those that don't go along with their narrative, friends. Again, through forced compliance. Do you like that, Americans? Do you like the government coming in and entangling you and ensnaring you in every facet of your life to submit to their control? Because this has been going on in this country for decades. For decades. Let me go back to what's going on over in Harding County. Elizabethtown, Kentucky. A Kentucky couple is wearing ankle bracelets after a run-in with the health department. After testing positive but without showing any symptoms, okay, just keep in mind what I shared with you the other day, friends, that a nurse took 10 tests. She fabricated them. She sent forth fake tests to the lab. All 10 of those tests that she fabricated, no human being was a part of the test, came back as a positive test, folks. They came back as a positive test, okay? So, in other words, they're basically giving positive to coronavirus to anybody that dare take the test. Another new thing, friends, is to defy the health departments, because they're going right along with, as you're going to see in just a couple minutes, with whatever the tyrannical governors are mandating outside of their scope of authority. You know, here it is again, friends. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, okay? They want you to submit to a virus they can't prove. The burden of proof, friends, lies on them. It doesn't lie on you. What one needs to ask, first and foremost, again, is who gave you the delegated authority to go ahead and attack me and my family and to tell me that I must put a mask on, which, by the way, is a sign of slavery, for the record, just so you know. It's a sign of slavery, okay? They're taking their masks off, and they're trying to force you to wear yours. Folks, if there's ever been a time for the American people to stand up, right now is the time to do just that. Right now is the time to do just that. Let me go back to this, Revelation 13, 17. And that no man might buy or sell except he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, okay? So I get a text this morning from one of my friends from that of Ohio. He said this. Just wanted to update you, Bradley. Several counties have deemed red zones in Ohio and have mandated the wearing of masks in public. DeWine is expected to do this statewide soon. America, Listen to the lesson. Put the question to them. Where did you derive the just powers to do that constitutionally? Guess what, friends? They're going to be bewildered. You're going to neuter them instantaneously. Why? Because they can't show you. They can't make reference to constitutional law concerning the things that they're doing today in any sense of the word. We know that now this is reported by CNBC. I can just hear some of you people saying right now, oh, yeah, that's the mainstream media. And I'm not talking to all of you, but I'm talking to the people that think they're smarter than everybody else, that comply with the tyrant, but they denounce the face media. They comply with the tyrant, but they denounce the state-controlled media, the mainstream media. Just think about that. Romans 1:18, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. CNBC just reported, friends, the coronavirus data has already disappeared after Donald Trump's administration shifted control from CDC. Why? If what they're telling you is the truth, America, then why is it that they're now hiding statistically that which they find from the CDC? Because they continuously change their numbers over and over and over again. And notice when they're caught, they change up their strategy once again. It's exactly what they're doing right now, friends. What's behind all of this? Forced compliance. How many times do I need to say it? How many different ways do I need to say it? It's forced compliance, okay? Everybody that they're taking the test, friends, in Florida, they're finding that they're positive. They're setting them up for the fall. They've been doing this in public schools for years, by the way, getting kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs. That's a different show, but I thought I'd share that with you. Now, let me move fast forward, okay? We're going to get to my topic in just a moment here. I want you to listen to this. Someone just posted a picture of the actual screenshot of what the news was reporting, okay? It's a picture of a mask, and it says, mask up Hoosiers. Guess what they're trying to do? And we know this because I've highlighted this before. But again, this is brand new information. It says, report mask violators. Does this sound familiar? The government wants you to report mask violators. Well, here, I'll give you my number. 1-866-233-0747. I ain't complying, period. 1-866-233-0747. Reporting mask violators? Your government is trying to get snitches to turn their neighbors in? You know what it says on this screenshot? It says, don't call 911. They're encouraging snitches to take pictures and then to send them to the state health departments. And then they give you the phone numbers to call in turning in your neighbors. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 47 days of protests in Portland, Oregon, President Donald Trump has sent in troops to help quell the violence.
Portland was totally out of control, and they went in, and I guess we have many people right now in jail, and we very much quelled it. And if it starts again, we'll quell it again very easily.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, said she remains concerned about allegations that federal officers may be arresting people in violation of their constitutional rights.
Trump troops in Portland are definitely not the answer. As we saw, this only escalates the tension, and we need dialogue and de-escalation.
And Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has demanded the troops leave immediately.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
This is USA Radio News. One federal health official is now not being allowed to testify before Congress next week, and USA's Kenneth Burns has the details.
The White House has blocked the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying before Congress next week. Dr. Robert Redfield was going to talk about how to reopen schools safely, but an official at the White House said in a statement that Redfield had testified on the Hill four times over the last 3 months and that they need their doctors focused on the pandemic response. The CDC has said it's still working on additional guidance for schools, but those guidelines won't likely be ready until the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Arizona teachers are protesting the possible reopening of schools this fall as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spiral out of control in that state. In May, the state was seeing a seven-day average of about 500 new cases a day. Now the spikes are around 4,000 new cases per day. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is aiming to reopen schools statewide August 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Cory, Pennsylvania, 6:30 tonight at the Alliance Church in Cory, Pennsylvania, doing what the church is failing to do. Therefore, we're not complaining about it. We're doing something about the problem. We just did one a couple weeks ago in Brainerd, Minnesota, and we will be on the state capitol stairs next month in Michigan protesting that Jezebel governor, they call Governor Whitmer there. And speaking of which, friends, it's interesting. Did you hear during the break? Were you paying attention to the details? Are you continuously paying attention to the wordplay that the usual idiots are constantly throwing out there to intentionally confuse its listeners, friends? Folks, don't pay attention to the facts. Pay attention to their narrative. Don't pay attention to the facts. Pay attention to their narrative. See, facts are stubborn things. The truth destroys the lie. And they don't want you to have the truth. That's why you have war in America today. I have one of my friends right now, Diana, saying on live chat, their narrative is like shifting sand. Of course it is. Purpose. But it shouldn't be so for educated people, especially when they have their feet on the rock, the law and the prophets, the Word of God, and the U.S. Constitution. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem right there. Friends, I want to go back to Governor Whitmer. And I want you to listen to this. This again, Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number in his name. Or how about this? Or if he has a mask on his face, if he doesn't, then I'll tell you what, they can't buy or sell. But if they have it on, they can go ahead and buy or sell because they're showing their submission to their master. And by the way, it also shows those people that have their masks on, hopefully inadvertently, but many more not, those that are showing their submission, all the while knowing the truth, to the government in this particular case, it shows you what those people fear. What is the root of fear? Control. Who's controlling them? The government is. Folks, I want to go back to this. It shows you whom they fear. You know, 86% of these people, I could go so far as to say, well, probably 85% that profess to be Christians are the ones putting the masks on today. It shows you who they really fear. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. And what's being made known right now is to whom they serve. Where the churches, they're shut down. Just to only further solidify my point. Folks, that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That's found in Revelation 13:17. How's it faring for you, friends, going into a store if you're not wearing a mask? You're seeing tyranny in action. You're seeing a whole lot of ignorant Americans act out in an un-American fashion by force through an un-American form of government because it's illegal every step of the way. Let's go over to Governor Whitmer. Did you know that just this last week, Governor Whitmer came out, this Jezebel, literally, not name-calling, it's just a fact, friends. Isn't it interesting how she came out? She came out with an executive order on July 1st. I'll give you the pros and cons of this. She came out on July 1st mandating that everybody in business wear masks. You know what she said after that? She said, if they're not wearing a mask, this is what she said, don't let them come into your store. Don't let them patronize your store. Don't let them come in and buy or sell in your store. This is your government, America. This is an American government, America. Why is it in Michigan you haven't thrown her off lawfully yet? We're not called, friends, to throw off the U.S. Constitution. That's what they're doing. We're called to overthrow those that are throwing off the Constitution. Hey, friends, we need to learn from history so it doesn't repeat itself. Prevention is better than cure. But we're going to go ahead and test the waters on this one too, aren't we, friends, and learn the hard way. I'm telling you what, friends, I'm not in Jesus' name. I'm not. I also wanted to tell you, friends, out in Michigan there, not only are those good people in that state standing up and protesting this witch, this devil, the more she's resisted and defied, friends, concerning her tyrannical acts, the more she continuously comes in with a new unlawful edict to force people into submission one way or another. They are, in fact, creating domestic insurrection, friends. This isn't a foreign government. They are acting as a foreign government. These are our people that have sold us down the river that must be lawfully removed and prosecuted. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3. Clause 7. We have the right to do it for far less than what they're guilty of today, friends. And the people in this country need to stand up and begin to defy tyranny to its face. In Michigan, along with those that are protesting in the hundreds of thousands, of course, the mainstream media in that state, friends, is trying to minimize their protests. Well, they can't do that because the cat is out of the bag. The protesters have thrown off the shackles in Jesus' name because they prefer the Christ. They don't prefer the state. Hey, friends, keep in mind, we don't derive our rights from the state. We derive them from God, said JFK. They work for us. We do not work for them. Some people, knowing that in Michigan, some of these retail store owners stood up and said, we're not your face mask police. We're not your face mask police. We're seeing the same thing happening in Georgia. Good government. Let's stand with them. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was there right now, I'd be saying, bring it down. Bring it down. To the governor, I'd be standing right there. I'd go before him in righteousness. See, that's what used to happen in this country. If there was war, right, concerning our forefathers, they were the first ones to go. They didn't send someone else's kid to go fight their unconstitutional battles. No, they led the way, and everybody followed them. That's called righteousness. And by the way, that's called integrity and honor. What has happened to that in this country? People defying Governor Whitmer? We're not your face mask police. Oh, let me add a little frosting to that cake, friends, okay? You also have the sheriffs, Fox Fox17Online.com. Van Buren Sheriff won't enforce Whitmer's new mask unconstitutional order, I'm adding. I can tell you the same thing for our local sheriff. We are not enforcing that. See, folks, this is divine interposition. This is good government standing in the gap between the tyrant and the intended victim. And what we have in this country are good people standing up, doing their jobs, and we need to stand with good government during this time. And we need not just stand down and allow them to assail us on another day. It comes to the point where the American people says and say, no more of this tyranny, no more of this in any sense of the word. Folks, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, line upon line, precept upon precept, staying to the same topic because this is what we're dealing with across the United States today. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz working overtime creating enemies of the state. I named it, pretend with us or you are to blame. Well, why would you say that? Well, because that's exactly what's happening. Here, let me explain, okay? Let's do a little history real quick and go back to what Joseph Goebbels said. Propaganda minister under dictator Adolf Hitler. Oh, I know so many people when they hear Adolf Hitler's name. That guy was so bad. He was so evil. Here, let me show you a more and a greater evil people. He was responsible for what? 12 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents. America, 330 million of you, allowed less than 545 corrupt individuals. Sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. 60 million babies. How bad is Hitler? Man, he's pretty dwarfed in those stats, isn't he? He actually looks pretty good compared to the American people and what it is that we've tolerated. Well, you say, well, I have nothing to do with it. No, you're an accomplice if you don't stand against it, period. Joseph Goebbels said this, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. Of course it is. Hey, folks. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. William Cullen Bryant, he's exactly right. Hey, the truth is like, Augustine said, it's like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. It will take care of itself. That lion is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is a man of war. He is the captain of our salvation, period. Did you hear what Joseph Goebbels said, this little devil that's in hell now? Oh, and by the way, have you taken the time to see the end of many of these Nazi war criminals? And I'm talking about the ones that actually paid the price. I'm not talking about Operation Paperclip, where our government actually took these Nazi war criminals and brought them over into the United States of America. And now we're dealing with their descendants because we didn't want to deal with it back in the 40s and the 50s. Well, we're going to have to deal with it now, aren't we? And it shows you leaving us a whole lump. And it shows you that the foxes spoil the vine. It shows you that we reap what we sow through action or inaction, period. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, is alleged to have stated, if you tell a lie big enough and keep reporting it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. He goes on. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. In other words, anybody that dares stands up and speaks out against their lies. For the truth, he said, is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is this incredible, friends? This is what we're dealing with today in the United States of America. Hey, folks, we can see this in full play today by repressing dissent and pushing a narrative in contrast to the voice, listen carefully, of the laws of our republic and its people, which exposes them for who they are. Read Isaiah 5:20 and John 8:44 when you get a moment. As a matter of fact, and most recently, I just played some audio yesterday from Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen, who came under investigation. Think about this. Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen, who's doing his job. This is another guy we need to get behind AM 1530 in Minneapolis. But Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen, friends, came under investigation for reporting the truth of the matter to the American people when it comes to the manufacturing deaths and numbers for the coronavirus COVID-19 hoax. He's under investigation. Through it. A senator. See,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley D's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Ken Friends. I just want to go back to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can go ahead and check out the articles that are made available to you concerning those authors throughout the United States of America that are in the culture war. They are not paper tigers. They are not hiding behind the microphone or the telephone or behind their pen. They're writing about what they're doing. They're showing forth, friends, their testimonies. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, okay? The resurrection and life that Jesus promised to his disciples, and so it is. And let the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. One of our friends, Diana, said, you know what, their narrative is like shifting sand. Well, if you take that over to Scripture, because it didn't, it just came back to me, and I thought I need to share this with you really quick. If you go over to Matthew 7, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, there's the key words. Deeds, not words, 1 John 3:18. But going back, Matthew 7, verse 24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Speaking of our country, individually, our communities, our homes, our communities, friends, and on a nationwide basis, corporately, one nation under God, right? But it says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Why? Because it was founded upon the rock of ages, holding to the word of God, okay? That never changes. Verse 26, And every one of these that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, this is what I see across America, namely in the church and in the government. The church first, then the government, okay? First the church, and then there goes the government. But when you look at that scripture, friends, and doeth them not, this is what we're up against. They're not doing what the Lord commanded them to do. They're doing what the Lord commanded them to throw off by giving themselves over to tyranny. It's the history of the Bible, friends. Look at Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at John the Baptist reproving the king, Herod, for all of his sins that he committed before God. I mean, what is our history, friends? Look at Gideon, Judges 6. My goodness, look at Moses, the meekest man of God. Meekest, power under control. What was he led to do? He was led to go confront the greatest government on the earth during that time, named the Pharaoh. And he commanded Pharaoh, not the other way around. Pharaoh wasn't commanding Moses what to do. Moses, by God and the word of the Lord, came to the face of Pharaoh and commanded him what he better do. And then God began to judge Pharaoh and his armies, right? Let's take that to the New Testament. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The revelation of the word of God. Okay? Let me say this. I hear it all the time. People are saying, well, I need a word from the Lord. I just had someone call me the other day on Friday. God bless him. I love him with my heart, 1 John 3:18. But he said, Bradley, I just wanted to see if you and Stephanie can pray for me. I want to see if you get anything in my particular situation. And the first thing that came to me by the Holy Ghost was, you don't need a word. You're already online. What does the word say? Because this is where people need to be careful of false prophets. Okay? We don't need a word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is already written. Let it be written and let it be done. It is. And it's the word of the Lord that endureth forever. Okay? Not man. The fact of the matter is we need to stick to the word, not what man has to say. But we do hear the Holy Ghost because the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Yes, indeed it does, right? And by the way, this is what we need each other, and we need each other's giftings in the body, from the apostle to the prophet to the teacher to the evangelist to the pastor. So no condemnation here. But the fact of the matter is he didn't need a word because he was already on track with the word. Amen. Let me go back to this. The rain descended and the floods came. This is to them that heard the words of the Lord, but they don't do them. By the way, politicians do this all day long. Keep in mind, they put their hand on the Bible before they swear to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. And then they end with their hand on the Bible saying, so help me God. Don't forget about that. Okay? So they're holding to the word that it is true. Also keep in mind their reproach. And they're reproached by the people because people know that they are politicians, which is a slang word for an individual that has sold us out. But I want you to remember this, friends, when we're talking about this. When we look at them adhering to the word of God, because that's what they're doing, by swearing to God that they'll uphold his law and to man, we know that they're adhering to the word of God, but the problem isn't what they're not doing. The problem is what they're doing, and it's not what's in that word that they're doing. Let me say it this way. I hear people say it all the time. Bradley, you know what? Those people in government, they've been put there for a reason. They know better than we do. They're going to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. I'm here to tell you right now, they don't know better than us. I can play radio shows from the past, friends, where we've had individuals running for office who didn't know their left hand from their right hand, stating to me, you know more about this than I do, where I had to say back to them, wait a second, you're the one running for office. They didn't have a care to know what was in the U.S. Constitution. This is why you hear Nancy Pelosi continuously mess up when she's making reference, when she does, every couple years, to the U.S. Constitution or even the Word of God. They take it out of context, right? They do the opposite of what they're supposed to do. And that's what we're seeing today, okay? I want to say this. Politicians are not doing for you what you want them to do. They're doing for special interests what you don't want them doing to you and your posterity. Just for the record, cleaning up your confusion in many cases. Let me finish this. Verse 27, Matthew 7. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. America, are you listening? And it fell. And great great was the fall of it? And it came to pass when Jesus ended these saying, it said that the people were astonished at his doctrine. Listen carefully. How did Jesus speak? Did he talk as a Pharisee, as a little pushover, as a little pansy like many in this country believe Jesus to be? Because that's what their hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, have taught them, that Jesus is this beat-up little weakling. Or if you go into a church and you see him on a cross, it's a bloodless cross. Now, let me tell you something, friends. Read Revelations 1:5. Read 1 Peter 3:18. Read John 3:16, folks. He was a bloody sacrifice. And I'm washed in the blood of the Most High God. Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. In the book of Colossians, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. Friends, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of his Son, in whom we have redemption through what? Through his blood. Going to 1 John, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. Hey, folks, so it is in the natural. We're a blood-bought people. Let's act accordingly, right? Someone died to give us the freedoms that we have. When we look at their sacrifice, wouldn't it be for us to live for what they died for? 2 Corinthians 5:15? Yes, indeed it would be. Verse 29, Matthew 7, for Jesus taught them as having one that had authority and not what you see in America today. Incarnate, he was a man's man, friends. He was a carpenter. He wasn't to be messed with. He's the one that took the scourge of whip and began to overthrow tables in the temple. Do you remember that? No. Oh, my goodness. My pastor never talks about that. No, of course not. Because he's not one of the Lord's. He's got a false balance. He talks about a false mercy and a false joy and a false love. Yep, I know who you're talking about. And the Lord calls them abominable. The Bible says in Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. There's no light in them, friends. They're not doers of the word. They're hearers only, and they're deceiving themselves and those that have the audacity and stupidity to take on what they leave undone. Period. Period. I wanted to share that because it's that important. Hey, folks, what are you founded upon? We got hour two coming up right on the other side of this next break. What are your feet established upon? The sand or the rock? Thank you, Diana. The sand or the rock? As for me and my house, we have our feet upon the rock of ages. Because history shows us that we always come back to him one way or another, either in blessing or in curses, Deuteronomy 28. Don't ever forget that. And P.S., ending this hour, teeing it up for the next hour, when George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, put his hand on that Bible, he started the tradition. At the end of his inauguration, he grabbed the Bible, opened it to Deuteronomy 28, and he kissed the blessings and the cursings. Folks, many people believe he was an apostle, no doubt. No doubt. Regardless of what you want to call them or what the revisionists have taught you to believe, I'm telling you, there's no denying the harvest, and we just happen to be that. And we are a Christian nation. So we're either going to fall to the curses or we're going to fall to the blessings in obedience unto the Lord, willfully, out of love, out of gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. We got hour two coming up. I'm going to continuously go down this lane, friends, talking about the governors, not just Governor Tim Walz, but how they're working overtime, attempting to create enemies of the state. Their message, pretend with us or you're to blame. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.